Okay, everybody. Today's daf is daf Chaf Vav. We're starting on Chaf Hey Amid Beis, the final line on the Amid Omer Reb Ami Omer Reb Elazar. He befnim braglea b'chutz chotach v'ach kach shochat is ksheira. You recall yesterday we discussed at some length about the inyan of Kabbalas Hadam, and one has to make sure that the dam that is being assembled and collected in the Mizrach has to be the dam hanefesh, the dam that spurts out. It should not be mixed in with any other dam, such as the dam atamtzis or the dam ha'oir. Now the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about what the Gemara is going to refer to later as dam ho'evorim. We'll talk about that shortly. Okay, so we have a situation now that the shoychet is about to shecht the carbon. And guess what? He bifnim, the carbon itself, the animal, is standing inside the Beis HaMikdash. The same thing applies, says Rashi, that hu bifnim, he's standing in the Azorah. However, raglea b'chutz, the raglayim, the feet of the animal, are sticking or standing outside the Azorah. What happens now? Chotach v'achkach shochat is ksheira. Shochat v'achkach chotach is psula. What is the concern? The concern is that if he's going to go and shecht the animal, and what's going to happen is as soon as the shechita takes place, then the dam nefesh, meaning all the blood up above in the korban's body, is all going to rush out and spurt out of the veridin, of those jugular veins and the carotid artery that you have there in the neck of the animal. But guess what? All of the blood in the animal, of course, is connected as a result of the natural circulation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in all animals, in the Havdal, in human beings. So what's going to happen is that blood, which is all the way at the feet, or at the legs, are going to quickly rush up and leave the makom hashchita. The problem is that that blood is bachutz. It's in the legs, which are standing outside the azara, and that's going to go and passel the blood. The blood is not going to be just strictly anymore dam. There's some background noise. Maybe Brother Shai, you could put yourselves on mute. So what happens is you're going to have the blood from the legs being outside the Beis HaMikdash. That blood is now going to rush through the veins and the arteries of the animal to go and be part of the dam nefesh, which is now leaving the animal at the time of the shechita, or shortly after the shechita. The problem is that that blood, by definition, is posel blood. It's blood of chutz, and that's going to go and passel the blood that is being rushed into the mizrach from the neck of the animal. So therefore, says the Gemara, he bifnim, the animal is inside. The raglayim b'chutz, the raglayim are outside. Chotach, if the shoychet goes and cuts off those parts of the leg which are b'chutz, and then achach shochan, and after that he shechs the animal, what's going to result? It's going to result that at the time of the shechita, there's no longer going to be any chutz blood that is going to creep up in circulation in the animal into the dam nefesh to go and passel the blood. Why not? Because all of the blood from the legs and down, that part which is outside of the Beis HaMikdash, all the blood of that is going to be outside. It's not going to rush into passel the carbon, because by definition the chaticha took place before the shechita. So any blood that resides in the arteries and the veins down below in those legs will be outside, and they're not going to rush up at the time of the shechita. Of course, they're no longer connected to the rest of the body. They've been severed from the body. And therefore, And therefore, all the blood that is now going to assemble and get collected in the mizrach is going to be pure blooded blood from the Azora v'lefnim, and none of it's going to be b'chutz, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Now, I cut off Brother Shai, as well as Brother Barry, who both want to ask the same kasha b'peh echad. Don't we have a problem of Baal Mum. And in fact, if you look at the Rashi, Rashi is machabim to your kasha. That wouldn't be a problem because you can say it's talking about he's only going to be makdish it after he cuts the feet off. So that at the time that he cut it, it wasn't kachim yet. At that time, it was still chulin.
Then you're making makdish about mum.
That's the question that you asked, which is an excellent question. How can you go and shecht the karm? By definition, it's missing legs. It's a baal mum. So the kasha that you were asking, and that Brother Shai was asking, that Rashi asked that kasha. You see two lines from the bottom of the Amid. Says Rashi, l'kami parach, the Gemara is going to ask, hoshav ye baal mum. How can you go and shecht it now? So that's a very fair question, which we're going to address momentarily. But in the meantime, we understand the cheshbon by severing the legs and severing that part of the body that produces the blood down below. That blood is not going to rush up from Yotzei into the Dama Nefesh, because it will have already been Yotzei from the body, Bachutz. It already left the body, so there's nothing left of that blood to be part of the Dam that is Niskabel in the Mizrach. On the other hand, top of the Yomid, Shochet V'yaka Chotach. If he first shechs, see what's going to happen now, so the blood of the whole body is now going to rush up to the Mokum HaTzavar to be part of the Dam HaNefesh. Part of that blood is going to be, Rabbi Yisai, Yotzei blood. Because at the time of the Shechita, that of the legs were outside, and only after that did you sever them. So some of the blood from the Yotzei is going to quickly go up. It's going to passel the blood. So that's what it says in the Braith. Before you came on, Brother Barry, Brother Shai says he's under a very tight schedule, tight clock. So anybody who has questions, please, let's make it quick, because we have a long blot to do. Okay? Continuing. So the Gemara now repeats. Chota v'yakach shochat k'sheira v'al mum k'makrib. This is a question that we have asked now, Brother Shai, Brother Barry, and the Heilige Rashi. All ask that same question. What are you talking about? You're going to cut off the legs and then you're going to shecht. You're going to go and shecht the baal mum. Excellent question. Zog Timura, Ella Eima says the Gemara, make a small emendation. Don't say Chotach V'yachkach Shochat, say Chotach V'yachkach Kibel K'sheira. Don't say Shochat V'yachkach Chotach, Kibel V'yachkach Chotach P'sula. So in other words, take the word Shochat and now take it out and instead put in the word Kabolo or Kibel. How does this help? So Chotach V'yachkach Kibel means first, you shechted the animal. At the time of the Shechita, the animal was a tam. It was not a baal mum. No problem. And that's fine. What the problem is, but the legs are sticking outside, and the blood is coming in, rushing up, and therefore some of the dam hanefesh will consist of a dam that was yotzei. Right after the Shechita, tekif umiyad, chotach, he went and cut off those legs before the blood from down below had a chance to rush up in the circulation to the Dam HaNefesh, V'yachkach Kibel, and then when he was mekabel the blood in the Mizrach, by that time, the legs and the bottom blood from the legs had already been severed from the animal, so the only thing that he's being mekabel now is the kosher blood, the Dam HaNefesh, and that's why it's kosher. On the other hand, Kibel, V'yachkach Otach, if first he started allowing for the Kabbalah Sadam, and then he chopped off the legs, then we got a problem, because some of the blood that was already niskabel, or which is at least in the veins and arteries going towards the neck of the animal, some of that blood is already yotzei blood. The fact that you're going to be chotech it later, it's going to be too late. And that's why it's possible. Freit the Gemara. That all sounds very good in the absence of yesterday's Gemara. Yesterday we said a tremendous chidush. Who was the Baal Mechadesh? That was Tzorim Oznai, that was Reb Zeira Omer Reb Yoichanan, that said that just like at the time of the Shechita, the animal still has to be a total tam. Even at the time of the Kabbalas Hadam, the animal has to be a total tam. And that's why the Gemara said, if right after the Shechita, if someone is Tzorim Ozno, causes a mum into the oizen of the animal, cuts off part of the ear or whatever, it makes into a baal mum. That's the case. No good. The animal is disqualified. Even though at the time of the Shechita everything was great, but at the time of the Kabbalah Sadam, the animal also has to be a sholem, with the exception, of course, that the animal has already been geschachten. So, for Eitimor, I have that problem over here. You're telling me what you should do is do the shechita, and then cut off the legs, take off miyad right after the shechita, the achka kibel. By the time of the Kabbalah Zadam, this animal is a big time valmum. It's missing its legs. So how can you go and say it's kosher? Frey Timor, Chot Viyaka Kibel Ksheirav, Yomarab Zeira, Hatzoyram Oizen Bebuchor, Viyaka Kibel Domoy. It's possible, Shenema Velochach Midama Par, Par Shehoyekvar. It's got to be the same par that it was before a moment ago at the time of the Shechita, when it was a fully kosher animal, full tam. It's got to remain a tam, even at the time of the Kabbalah. A gross akasha. Om Rav Chisda Om Ravimi. Choytach bi'eiver ad shemagiali etzem. Rav Chisda Om Ravimi says the following. Not every incision in an animal causes an animal to become a balmum. When we're talking about over here, chotach bi'achekach kibel ksheira, we're not talking about that he actually severs the entire leg. All he is severing is the bosor arum and arum. That is all of the flesh, which contains within it all of the arteries and the veins and all that, that surrounded the etzem in the aver. And aver means the limb of the body of an animal. And whenever we talk about aver, it means not only the bone, that was what we call etzem, but it also means the bone, the flesh, the arteries, the veins, the whole circulatory system that envelops every one of these bones. So what happens if he is choytach be'aver, he cuts into the aver, not in the aver itself. Well, start again. He cuts into the limb itself, but ad v'loy ad b'chlal, ad shemegir li etzem, until he hits the bone. As long as he doesn't touch the bone, we're fine. So therefore what the Bryce is now saying is, he sure shechted. And after that, he was chotach. Not that he cut off the limbs. You can't cut off the limbs. You cut off the limbs, then the Kabbalah Saddam will not be kosher, according to Reb Zeirom, Reb Yochanan. That Zeirom Oznoi passes the animal. So it's talking about chotach. He cut into the aver up to, but not including the bone. As a result, all of the blood that would normally rush up to the head is not going to rush up, but rather it's going to rush down, because it was all cut down below. So then you do the Kabbalah Saddam, that will be pure Dam HaNefesh, and there will not be any Yodseh mixed in with it. Based on this, says the Shita Mekubetzes, we no longer have to change the Girsa. We can leave it the way it was originally, that Chotach B'Acher Kach Shochat is Ksheira. What do you mean? Didn't you say the kasha that Brother Shai and Brother Barry and the Heilige Rashi said all the way at the beginning of the sugya, if you're going to go and be chotech the legs, and then you're going to be shoichet, forget about the problem of the dam and the yotze, but you're going to have a problem of shechitas balas mum. But based on what we just said now, that if you don't touch the etzem, you only cut into the aver, and you cut off the flesh and the sinews and all the rest, but you don't touch the bone, so then it's okay. You can be chotach v'yachekach shochat. Make sure at the time of the shechita you cut away the flesh of those back legs, so you don't have a problem anymore of yotzei blood rushing up and joining the dam hanefesh. That's why it's kosher. You're telling me it's a baal mum. It's not a baal mum. As long as you didn't touch the etzem, you're okay. That's the end of this first shtickle. Now, the Gemara quotes again. Rashi says, the Gemara could have said, Omamah, ki beliaka chotach psulo. If you did the Kabbalah Saddam and after that you cut it, it's possible. Why is that? Because the blood from the back of the legs, they're going to go and rush into the Dam HaNefesh, and then you're going to have possible blood of Yotzei blood as part of the Dam HaNefesh. That's why it's possible. Shamas Vino says, Gemara, see from this, the dam hamuv lebeivorim, dam that is enveloped, is swallowed up, is absorbed into the beivorim, damu, it has the status of dam. Says Rashi, what does the Gemara mean by that? It comes to tell you that this is real bona fide blood, and if you were to eat or drink that blood, you'll be chayiv kores. The Gemara is telling us is that not all blood is created equal. Some bloods are chiyuv karis, and some are not. By the fact that I am concerned that this blood from the bottom of the legs, which is what the Gemara called dam hamuvla be'evarim, that this blood, if you don't cut off those back legs, then you're going to have yotze blood that's going to go all the way to the top and enter into the dam nefesh and passel it because it's yotze blood. This is bona fide blood, 1,000%. What else would it be called? Says Rashi, otherwise I might think it's just maya ba'alma. Maya ba'alma, of course, means water. Rashi probably doesn't mean literally water. What he means is, otherwise I would call it body liquids, body juices. But I wouldn't give it the status of dam. The fact that this braisa says, oh, no, make sure that you cut off the blood supply from down below, because that blood is yotze blood, and it's going to ruin the dam nefesh, is the chasimin that is called blood. Frankie Mar, what's the raya? Tell me shum sham ninis. Maybe the concern over here of cutting off the back legs is not because of the blood, but it's because of the shamnunus. Shamnunus means the fats that happen to accumulate in the arteries and the veins. And we know today this is a big medical issue, that you have the fats which accumulate on the sides of the arteries, and that's a big problem, and that therefore people have to be careful about what they eat and their nutrition, etc., etc. So maybe that's what we're concerned about. Not the blood, but the shamnunus that's coming up. And so therefore the dam could be does not have the status of blood. And if you were to eat it, you don't get karis. But the reason why you have to cut and sever those legs is because of the fats. Says Rashi, as the Gemara is going to say shortly, those fats have a status of basar, not of dam, but of basar. No, basar that went out into yotze, when left the base of Migdash, just like dam is possibly yotze, basar is possibly yotze. And so therefore, says Yimar L'choyr, I have no raya l'gabi, the status of the dam. My concern might be the shamnunis. But for Yimar, but if you're going to learn that way, shamas mina, basar kodshim kalim shi yotzel efneiz, rikas dam is possible. Then you'll be able to push it a famous machloikis that we have elsewhere in Zvachim and Menachis. Yimar is going to bring it a little bit further down the Omid as well. As we know, basar and dam can be compostle be yotze. Yotze means that it leaves its where it's supposed to be, its location. When you're talking about kachi kudishim, that means when it leaves the azara, then it becomes possible be yotze. When you're talking about kachim kalim, it becomes possible be yotze if it leaves Yerushalayim, because you're allowed to go and eat in the whole of Yerushalayim, the kachim kalim. There's, however, a machloikis. What happens if the basar kodshim kalim left the azara before the zrikas adam? In other words, the baalim, they want to go and take the shlamim home, and they want to go and cook it, and roast it, and eat it, and have a big party. And remember, of course, you're allowed to eat the shlamim shnei yom v'layla echad, but you don't want the basar to go bad, so he rushed home. Guess what happens? In the Beis HaMikdash, the kohanim didn't do the zrikas hadam yet. Would you say that the karmen has become possible because at the time of the Zrikas Adam, some of the basar, maybe all of the basar, is now the chayra outside the Beis HaMikdash, and it's possible biyotze? Sounds like that is a problem. Shamas Minov from our Gemara, it sounds like basar kachim kalim. Shiyotzel v'nei Zrikas Adam. Here we're talking about, remember that the legs of the animal were already outside, even before the Shechita. And then after that you went and cut them off, and then what happens now? Be careful that the shamnunis doesn't travel up to the rest of the blood, because that shamnunis will be not blood, but basar, which is possibly yotze. My good friend, just wait until after the Zrikas Adam, you'll be able to take out the entire animal outside the azara, because it's mutal chetchila to eat it throughout Yerushalayim. So, Ibazoi, if you changed the steps, instead of doing the blood zrika first and then taking the basar out, what happens if you took the basar out first before they did the zrika sadam? And that's what's happening over here, because the shamnunis, which came possibly yotze, is now rushing into the dam nefesh. Who cares? In another 2 minutes, we're going to take the whole animal outside anyway to go and cook and to eat, because it's a kachim kal. Is a chayra rai from this, that kachim kalim shiyotzel v'nei zrikas adam is possible? And for the Gemara, who said that this halacha that we're talking about is talking about kachim kalim? Maybe you're talking about kachim kudishim. Oh, kachim kudishim, even after the zrikas adam, you're not allowed to take out even one kezias of this shamnunis or of the basar, because it has to be eaten totally within the azara. Anything that you take out becomes pasul be yotze. And therefore there won't be a distinction between lefnei zrikas adam or after the zrikas adam. So you have no raya legabe the din of kachim kalim, where there is a machloikis yotze lefnei zrikas adam, because you're talking about kachim kudishim, it really makes no difference. Yes, Barry.
A very brief comment. We know Erev Pesach, after all the karbanos, the kohen would take and scoop up the blood from the floor and do a zrika in case any blood was not zorik on the. At that point, all the buster of the kachim kalim of the Pesach had left the azara. Mm-hmm. Why is this a machlokas? It's partially from that zrika would be meaningless if the meat had taken out.
I hear you loud and clear. First of all, we'd have to look up that Gemara. For all we know, the Gemara asked that kasha, because l'chayru, what you're saying is, I don't want to denigrate your kasha, undermine your kasha by saying it's a dover poshet. But you're right. What you're saying is wholly logical, that what the collection of the blood at the bottom of the on the floor of the ritzvah, if any of the kabbanis have already been taken out, and the assumption is that 95% have been taken out already, so then all of that l'chayr should become possible biyotze if there was not a proper zrika sadam. So maybe the Gemara Taka in elsewhere where this sugya is discussed, maybe ask that kasha. Okay, so you're saying, okay, but what would the teretz be? The teretz would be is this, that you collect the blood from the ritzvah, this is a chshash, just in case, you never know. 99.9%, the presumption is that the Zrikas Adam was done perfectly, because we had those assembly lines, as you know, and therefore it was done no problem. Just there might have been one carbon somewhere. Okay, so probably on that one carbon, we're going to take the risk that maybe the busser has already left. Maybe it didn't leave, after all. Just like there's a chance that some of the dam spilled directly from the tzavar onto the floor and not into a mizrak, there's a chance that one of the kabanas was taken out, or more than one of the kabanas. So, zelu umazeh, just in case, we'll do whatever we can. Ultimately, oynis rachmana patre, everybody does the best they can. And if it turned out that, in fact, one of the bloods did spill out directly onto the ritzvah without a mizrak, and it turns out that the flesh was taken out already before to be cooked for the Karban Pesach, then upstairs in Shemayim, they'll know that there was a psil in this carbon, but nobody down below will know that, because the assumption is that everything was done properly. Let's see a brisa. As we know, all kachi kodushim, like an oyla, chatas, osham, the shkita has to be in the tzofened side of the azara. Exactly what the definition of tzofen is. About a week ago, we had a three-way machloikis where it has to be parallel to the mizbeach. Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon said even to the left of the mizbeach. One other man, the Yom, said even to the right of the mizbeach. Maybe Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda. Anyway, all three said that it has to be tzofen. The question is, if it's directly tzofen or northeast, northwest, shechosu b'tzofen. The kibudam b'klishar is b'tzofen, and the kabbalah sadam also has to be b'klishar is b'tzofen. Well, that doesn't take a lot of imagination, because the presumption is if the shechit is batzofen, the kabbalah sadam is also batzofen. But it doesn't have to be, because you could have the shechita right one hair, one inch above the tzofen line. In other words, the tzofen line means the midline wherever the mizbeach ends, and then from there on it's tzofen. So go and just shecht a 1 inch over that. And then you could theoretically have that the Mekabel Adam would be on the other side, on the Dorim side, and the blood is spurting from the Tzofen to the Dorim. No. Kabbalah Saddam also has to be the Tzofen. Omad v'Dorim v'hoishit yodli l'Tzofen v'shochat. What happens if the Shoichet had a somewhat lengthy Chalif? It doesn't have to be a Chalif which is, 12 feet long, because again, the behemoth's Tzavar, the neck of the animal, could be just right over the line into Tzofen. The Shoichet is standing just right below the line in Doraim, and Ishach Shchidos Shchit is okay. Rashi brings it, we'll see Mechem in the Gemara, because it says about the Kodesh Kodeshim that it has to be Al Yerech HaMizbeach, Zafoina lifnei Hashem. So the korban has to be yerech zafoina. It has to be in the tzofen site, but the shoychet doesn't have to be the tzofen. The shoychet could be even bedar. Kibel kabalose psula. What happens if the makabel adam is in the darim side? Then the kabbalah was posel, because we have a posik, says Rashi, that the makabel has to be also on the tzofen side. Now, what happens? Hichnis roishoy veruboy. What happens if the makabel hadam was partially in the tzofen, partially in the darim, but roishoy veruboy was in the tzofen side when he's being makabel hadam? It's as if he went in totally to the tzofen. In other words, like Kol HaTorah Kula, says Rashi, that Rubai Kekulai, it's as if he's standing in tzofen, and therefore it's kosher. Now, Pirchasa, what happens if the animal did not die automatically as a result of the Shechita, but rather it was jerking around? In other words, even after the Shechita, the animal stood up and walked around. I was in a Schlachthaus many, many, many years ago, and I saw that the animal, after it was geschachten, properly geschachten, the animal stood up and started jerking and moving and going. This is not uncommon. So what happens if the animal, pirchasa, it left the tzofen, the yotzel the dorim, the chosren, and went back into the tzofen site? It's ksheira. Rashi says, the yotzel the dorim, the chosra part is really unnecessary. Because even if the animal went from tzofen, and he went down to dorim, then the animal collapsed, would still be kosher, because the din of yotze is only outside the azara, not from tzofen to darim, or darim to tzofen. It's all in the azara, so the animal and the korban would be kosher. That's all we're talking about kachim kudishim. Now let's talk about kachim kalim. Kachim kalim shkitosim bifnim. Bifnim means any part of the azara. It doesn't have to be tzofen. Any part of the azara. Vekibul damu achlisharet bifnim. Any part of the azara. Omed b'chutz v'hichnas yodol. Then what happens is the shoychet is standing in the shar nikanar, outside of the azara, and he puts his hand in and he shachs, shchitosik shir. The shchita is kosher. No problem. On the other hand, kibel kabalosei psula, like we said already in the reisha, because it's a posik that the gabi kabalos adam, the mekabel has to be standing in the azara. What about hichnas roish v'ruboy? Kiloloi nichnas. If he put in his roish v'ruboy, even though in the reisha by the kachi kudishim we said that sufficient, here we're saying loy nichnas. No, it's not sufficient. It has to be kuloy in the azar v'shasta kabbalah sadam. Rashi says the reason is because I have a limud in the pasuk. It says bevoyim el oyel moyed, which means kuloy, and by the azar it says yamay lefnei Hashem. It's got to be kuloy. He's got to be standing totally in the azar. To be standing partially outside the azara, even though Rosh Verubai, 90% of the body is in the azara, that's not enough. It's got to be kula. Pirchasa, once again, the animal was jerking around, the yotzesol chutz, and left the Beis HaMikdash. B'chazer, even though it returned, it's posel, because it became posel be yotzei. So Rashi said, that's the reason why in the Reisha, it says v'chazra ksheira. There wasn't necessary to say v'chazra, because the animal could walk around the whole azara from tzofen to darim, darim to tzofen. It makes no difference. That is not a psul yotze. But since in the sefer it said that even though chazra it returned back to the azara, by the time it went out, it's already possible. It's already too late. Shema mina, bring yet another raya to what we were discussing before. The bosa kochim kalim shiotzel of neiz rikas adam. That bosa kochim kalim. That was Yotze, that's what we're talking about, it was Yotze of Nezrika Saddam, it's Psulim, it's Basel. We had that Machloikis before, because since, shortly anyway, you're going to go and take it outside after the Zrika Saddam. Maybe it doesn't Basel before the Zrika Saddam. Here it says Beferish, that the animal after the Shechita, it was jerking around and it walked, Lachutz, and it came back, it's Basel. That was of Nezrika Saddam. Why is it Basel? In 5 minutes anyway, after the Zrika Saddam, we're going to go outside. The Chayyid have a Rai that the Fnei Zrika Zadam is possible. Everyone Nishkarai. Dilma bi'alya v'yoyseres ha'kovedu shtei kloyois. Maybe we're talking about those parts of the body which are never going to go outside. Those are the parts that go onto the Mizbeach. It's what we call the Eimurin. And therefore those Eimurin, alya yoyseres ha'kovedu shtei kloyois, Rashi says about them, they are the kodshe kudishim of a kodshim kalim karbon. These three are never supposed to go outside. So it's not like the basar that wait until after the zrika zedam and you could take it outside, no problem, no psul yoytze, because you eat the shlomim throughout Yerushalayim. You don't eat the emurim anywhere. It's eaten on the mizbeach, and that has to remain in the azar.
By the way, the article brings it actually before that the psak is like Rabbi Yochanan, that it doesn't pasul, that's an accepted psak.
Oh.
That would ask if Emperor the Kasha that Barry asked about Pesach.
Yeah, but what Barry wanted to know is that would be a Lechayda, such a strong minhag that they had in Yerushalayim, in the Azorah, wouldn't that defeat the challenger to Rabbi Yochanan? And maybe, in fact, that was the Gemara that defeated the other one, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan came out with the upper hand. Again, we'd have to look up the other sugya to see whether they bring that or not.
This contradicts the halakha of the accepted view of Rabbi Yochanan in terms of the matter. See, Ola Shlomo and Masa Moshe, okay.
Etc., etc. Shkoya for bringing that to our attention. Now, Avud Shmuel asked Shmuel a number of questions. The first question is very straightforward. He bifnim, v'raglea b'chutz mal. The animal is standing inside. The raglaim are outside. Are you allowed to go and check this animal? Isn't it going to have a problem of psul yotze? Amaleksiv, ve'viyam l'ashem achate kula lifnim. Bring it totally inside the azara. And don't let the legs be outside. There's an obvious question, and that is, isn't that how we started off today's Gemara? That the legs were outside. And chotach and achkach shochad is ksheira, etc. You're telling me you're not allowed to do that. You have to take kula lefnim. So Rashi says over here, when Avud Shmuel asked his son the question, he asked him, l'shoicha l'chatchila. L'chatchila, are you allowed to have such a situation where 90% of the body of the animal is inside and 10% is outside? Said Avud Shmuel, Avada, or Shmuel said to his father, everything has to be inside, not a square inch outside. The Gemara that we started off at the top, or the bottom of the Amid, at the top of the Amid, was talking about b'diavad, that the person did not follow the lechatchila, but rather he had the animal standing mostly inside, the legs are outside. I'm going to have a patsul yotze problem, so it depends when you did the chaticha to remove the protruding part of the animal. That would deal with the blood coming up and being part of the dam nefesh, like we discussed before. So the Gemara at the outset of today's daf was talking about a b'diavad situation, but l'chatchila avada, the whole animal, b'diim l'ashem, should be kula lifnim. Okay, now put two dots over here, because we're going to continue Avud Shmuel giving a b'china to his son Shmuel. But we're going to have, in rapid fire, four cases which all overlap, if you will. The four cases are all going to be talking about the same subject. And that is that either the animal or the shoichit or the mekabel is suspended in mid-air in the azar. Does that passel the carbon? So we're going to have four cases altogether. Case number one is the animal is suspended in mid-air and the shoichit's feet are on the ground. Second case is going to be that the animal is down below and it's a shoichit who's suspended in mid-air. The third case is going to be, third and fourth cases are going to be the same thing, but instead of talking about the shechita, we're going to talk about the kabbalah sadam, that the animal was suspended in mid-air as the mekabel adam is down below, or that the animal is down below and the mekabel is in mid-air. Is that going to spoil the carbon, yes or no? So you're going to have four cases. What is going to complicate this slightly is, because initially we're going to have Avud Shmuel, and then we're going to have Abaya, and then we're going to have Rava. So you just have to kind of keep your focus on this in the four cases. So case number one, Zokti Yamara Tola Vishochet Mahu. Rashi says Tola means that they hung the animal up in mid-air and the shoichet is shechting it from down below. Is this a good shechita? Tola b'shochet mal, omalek shechit. Yeah, why not? Because after all, the animal is still in the azar. Although the Gemara at this moment doesn't make that distinction, Brother Shai, please put yourself on mute because there's some background noise from the sukkah or wherever the noise is coming from. Later on, the Gemara is going to tell us that this case is talking about by Kodshe Kudishim. By Kodshe Kudishim, of course, you have to Shecht B'Tzafayim. So instead of the feet of the animal being on the floor, the feet of the animal, as well as the rest of the animal, are all suspended in mid-air. V'shachat. The Shoichet is down below, and he is Shechting. Mahu. Is this a Kodshe Shechita? Amalek Sheh. Ya. No problem. Amalei Avud Shmuel says to his son Shmuel, Ishtabashta, you have erred, because be'inan shchita al yerech v'leka. The Torah says, always by shchita, by kodshi kudishim, al yerech ha-mizbeach tzafoyna lefnei Hashem, the animal has to be standing next to the yerech, to the so-called thigh of the mizbeach. In other words, it has to be standing on the ground next to the mizbeach. And if it's in mid-air, no good. Okay. So, Avud Shmuel corrected his son. Now he asked him question number two. Nitla b'shochan ma'u. The animal was taka down below, but the shoichet was now up in the air. Is that a problem? So Rashi says, Shmuel heard about the animal being suspended in mid-air, that passled it, because it got to be al-yerach. So he assumed, omalei psulet, it's probably passled just like the prior case. Omalei ishtabasha, no, you're wrong. Again, my son Shmuel, you're wrong. Gashchita al-yerach. By the animal, it says in the pasuk, it's got to be al yerech hamizbeach to find lefnei Hashem, but it doesn't say that by the shochet. It only says that by the animal, by the korban. Oh, so therefore, what will be the din of nitla b'shachat? It's going to be kosher. Now let's go to nitla b'kibul ma'u. What's the din there? Again, we're talking about the makabel adam is suspended in midair. So now he just said that nitla b'shachat. Tati Avud Shmuel said that it's kosher. So, says Shmuel, no, nitla v'kabul ma'u, amalei k'sher, it's probably also kosher, just like the nitla v'shochet case. Amalei yitzish d'basha, no, you made a mistake. Why? Because ain't derech sheres v'kach. You're doing sheres in the Beis HaMikdash. How can you go and do sheres in mid-air? Come on, it looks almost like a juggler act or an acrobatic act. Doesn't sound like a derech sheres. Ah, you're going to go and tell me, but a minute ago, by the nitla v'shochet, you said that it's kosher. Why didn't you scream then, Ein derech sheres bekach? So Rashi asks his kasha further down, and Rashi says that since shchita is considered to be, if you will, a second degree avoida, not a first degree, because it's kosher even bizarim, so this Ein derech sheres bekach doesn't bother us when we're talking about shchita, which is not considered to be a top-level sheres with a capital shin. It's only a sheres with a small shin, because of the fact that it's even mutter bizarre. Okay, so lemaisa, what's the din? So we said that nitla v'kibel is possible. So now, again, Avud Shmuel asks his son, tola v'kibel mahu, what happens if, not that the mekabel is suspended, but the animal is suspended during the Kabbalah Saddam, what's the din? So he said, omalei psula, you just told me by the case of the nitla v'kibel is possible, presumably this is also possible. Omalei ishtabashi, you made a mistake. Why? Keshchita al yerech, v'le kabbalah al yerech. The only din that you have to worry about that the animal be down below is only by the shchita. There's a pasuk al yerech hamizbeach. But by the case of the kabbalah sedam, doesn't say al yerech hamizbeach. And since the mekabel's feet are on the ground, it's only the animal which is suspended in midair. So it's derech sheiris bekach. As long as the mekabel has his 2 feet on the ground, then that's fine. So as you see, we had the 4 cases, rapid fire, one after the other. And each case, Avud Shmuel corrected his son who had erred in the Teretz. Omer Abaye, Bekotchi Kudushin Kilon Psulais. On all of the 4 cases that we just had, Avud Shmuel, all of them are possible. Bar mi nitla v'shochat, except for nitla v'shochat, which is going to go and be kosher. Now, why is nitla v'shochat kosher? So if you go back again to these 4 cases, go back 5-6 lines, Nitla v'shochet ma'u, omalei psula, omalei ishtabashta. No, it is kosher. Says Abaye, I agree on that halacha with Avud Shmuel, that kodshi kudushin kulam psula, but bar mi nitla v'shochet, there it's kosher. The Gemara said, nitla v'shochet ishtabashta, shchit al yerech, v'lishoch al yerech. So he agrees with Avud Shmuel in this halacha. But there is a disagreement between Abaye and Avud Shmuel in another halacha, what is the other halacha? So Rashi already tells us the answer. If you look at Rashi, almost halfway down the middle, the wide lines. Kulam sulam barmin nitle b'shachar. The b'shachar k'siv yerech el b'nishchar. Like we said before. Abel tola v'kibel psula. What about tola v'kibel? Meaning with the animal is suspended, it's possible. The avir tzofen lav kitzofen dami. Because the avir tzofen is not considered to be tzofen. Both the shchita and the kabbalah have to be b'tzofen. Avir tzofen is nishkat tzofen. Ube inen kabbalah b'tzofen. And the kabbalah kid gamrin b'seo mokoyim. And the Gemara is going to bring a rai from Sukkim that the kabbalah has to be b'tzofen. The avigav l'ksiv yerech b'kabbalah b'tzofen mi'ksiv avishtetech has to be b'tzofen. So therefore, if you have a tol of a kibel, is going to be possible. What did Avuah de Shmuel say about Tol of a Kibel? Two lines before the wide lines. Tol of a Kibel Ma'al, Omalei, the son said, Psula, Omalei Shtabashta, it's kosher. So therefore we have a machloik between Avuah de Shmuel and Abaye by Kodshi Kudishim in a case of Tol of a Kibel, where according to Abaye, it's possible. He said, the Kodshi Kudishim, Kulam Psula, is all the cases are possible except for Nitl Veshachar. The case of Tol of a Kibel is possible, but Avuah de Shmuel said no, that it is kosher. The kochim kalim kulim ksheiros. By kochim kalim, all the four are kosher, bar min nitla v'kibel, except for the nitla v'kibel case. What's the nitla v'kibel? That the mekabel hadam is suspended in midair, and he's mekabel, that's going to be possible. You know why it's going to be possible? Like the Gemara said before, ein derech sheiros bekach. Can't have a person suspended in midair and doing the avodah. He's got to have his 2 feet on the ground. So says Rashi about that. The Avuah de Shmuel was only talking about kochi kudishim. He wasn't addressing the kochim kalim. Lemaisa, when it comes to nitla v'kibel, there is no machloikis. They both hold that nitla v'kibel would be possible because ein derech sheiros bekach. Omer Rava. So now Rava now challenges Abaye. Says Rava, Maishna Tola Vikibel Bekochim Kalim Dikshaira. You just finished off telling us Kochim Kalim. Everything is kosher except Nitla Vikibel. What about Tola Vikibel? Meaning that the animal is suspended in mid-air and the Makabal Hadam is down below. What do you say about that? You're saying it's kosher. What would be the reason why it's kosher? The animal during the Kabbalah Saddam is suspended in mid-air. Ta'avar Pnim Kipnim Dami. Because you're assuming that when it comes to kochim kalim, any time it has to be in the panim, meaning inside the azara, not on the tzofen side, anywhere b'fnim, not b'chutz, anywhere b'fnim. Lo'oy bazoy, even the avir panim is kipanim dami. So why did you say b'kochi kudishim nami? Avir tzofen kid tzofen dami. Why did you say by tol of a kibel that it's possible? Why don't you go and say that tol of a kibel by the case of kochi kudishim, avir tzofen is kid tzofen dami? Ela Marova, Bein Bekotchim Kudishim, Bein Bekotchim Kalim, everything is Ksheirois, whether the animal is up or down, or whether the Shoichid or the Makabal is up or down, except Bar Min Tola Vishochat, Bekotchim Kudishim. By Kotchim Kudishim, if you have Tola Vishochat, then it is possible. Why is it possible? Tola Vishochat means that the animal is in midair, and I have a violation of the requirement of Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofoyna. It's not Yerech HaMizbeach because it's elevated above the Mizbeach. Maybe not totally above the Mizbeach, but at least it's elevated from its where it's supposed to be, well grounded on the Yerech HaMizbeach. So that's why it's possible. It's talk about Tzofoyna. Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofoyna Lefnei Hashem. That's why Tola B'Shochet is Kodesh Kudishim is possible. Nitla V'Kibel Bein B'Kodesh Kudishim Bein B'Kodeshim Kal. Nitla V'Kibel again is talking about that the Makabal Adam is suspended. In all cases, if he is suspended during the Kabbalah Saddam, the avoida is possible. Why is it possible? Ein derech sheiros pekach. So why don't we say the same thing about nitla v'shachat? It's at this point that Rashi says that the shechita doesn't rise to the same level, because here we're talking about shechita and not about Kabbalah. Kabbalah is a full-fledged sheiros, while Shechita, since it's Ksheira Bazaar, it's not that same level of requirements of Sheiros. One final halacha before we start the new Mishnah. This is a typical Rabbi Yirmiyah type of shaila. Who bifnim the tzitzisei b'chutz? The tzitzisei over here doesn't mean the tzitzis. Tzitzisei is referring to the tzitzis roishoi. That means sa'aroisav. For instance, his payas, if you have the dangling payas. But even if you don't, any part of his hair is sticking out. It's mamish. The shaila is a hair-raising shaila. For those of you that are worried, how come Shelley is not with us? He's representing all of us in Yerushalayim at this time, ready, willing, and able to assist when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, hopefully, b'karav mamish, and then he'll tell everybody, make sure that the animal should be inside, and the shochtim and the mekabma should be inside, and not with their tzitzis roisham, with some of the hair sticking outside. So who bifnim? The shoichet, or the mekabel, is standing inside, the tzitzisai, and part of his hair is sticking outside, b'chutz mahu, Amalei, Lav Amris. Don't you remember when we talked about the korban? We said Vaviyam LaHashem Achutei Kula Lefnim, that the whole animal has to be Kula Lefnim, and that's why we said before that Avu Dishmul told his son that Lechad Chila, the entire animal should be Kula Lefnim. Oh, Hachanami, when we're talking about the Oivdim, meaning the Kahanim that are doing the Avoida, it says Bevoyim Oil Moyed, that Yove Kula Oil Moyed, the entire body has to be inside the oil moed l'chatchila, and not oil moed, of course, if you're talking about the chatois apanimiyais, but we learned from there, the same thing applies to the avoida that's being done in the azara. The person has to be totally in the azara, not even one hair should be outside. Not that that would passel it, but again, l'chatchila, the person should be totally there with all of his hair, everything inside, here, inside the azara, no hair outside the azara. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah on the surface is very, very simple. What the Mishnah is telling us is, what happens if you did not do the Zrikas Hadam properly? There are differences between certain Kavanas, as we'll see in the Mishnah, but each time he did it inappropriately. Is the Karban kosher, yes or no? So for instance, look at the Mishnah. Nasani al Gabi Akevish, instead of doing the Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach, he did the Zrikas Hadam on the ramp. Well, the ramp is attached to the, I know there's a small, an inch between the kevish and the mizbeach, but maybe it's the same as the mizbeach. No, son of Gabi kevish, it's possible. Or shaloi kineged ha-yesoit. The shvichas shiraim always has to be done on the yesoit, and a lesser known halacha is that the zrika sadam has to be done on the corners that have a yesoit to them. Now, as we all know from previous learnings, the Mizbeach did not have the Yesoid on all four sides. It did have a complete Yesoid on the northern side. It had a complete Yesoid on the western side. However, when you're talking about the eastern side, that is, if you're coming into the Azara and you're looking at the Mizbeach, you're looking at the bottom of the Mizbeach, there's only one Tefach towards the top. That would be the northeastern corner. One Amma, not a Tefach, Zolzan and Amma. But you agree at least in concept. It wasn't the full Yesoid. So Barry corrects me and says it was an Amma. Fine, Zolzan and Amma. That was on the northeastern side. And similarly, on the southwestern side, there was only one Amma covered. It was the Yesoid on the southern side. Southern side is where the Kevish was, where you go up the Mizbeach. If you were to look under the Kevish or next to the Mizbeach where it hits the Kevish, there was only a small little yesoidal there on the corner, the southwestern corner. Okay, so what difference does this all make? Many of the kabbonis you have to go and do shtayim shehin arba. Shtayim shehin arba means that you go and shoot the blood from the mizrak onto the corner of the mizbech. On that corner, make sure that underneath the corner there is a yesoid, because otherwise the zrikas hadam is no good. Okay, so what would be the case over here? Make sure that if you want to go and throw the Zrikas Hadam, you go, if you need a Shtayim Shehin Arba, you have to do it on the northeastern and the southwestern corners, because this way it goes on all four sides. If, however, you're going to start with the southeastern corner, there's no Yesoid over there. No good. So to Mishnah, if you went and spritz the blood over there, Shnei Kedim Yesoid, possible. No, Yesoid Lamata, Lamala, Yesoid Lamala, Lamata. Oh, this is a much easier case now. You have the Chutta Sikra. almost all the kabbalas were lamata mechut hasikra. Chut hasikra is a kind of a dividing line between the upper half and the lower half of the mizbeach. But the derech klal, all the kabbalas you did the zrikas adam below the chut hasikra. There were only two kabbalas that were different than that were done lamala mechut hasikra. Barry's going to quickly tell us what those two were. The chatas behema and the oila sa'oif. Oila sa'oif is easier to remember. The mnemonic is Barry.
Ayin. Ola, oaf, lamala.
Very good. Three, triple ayin. Be ma ayin in this rabbi and you remember it forever. Three ayins. Oila sa'oif, lamala. It's oila above the chuta sikra, as well as the chatas behema. Okay. So what happens now if you switched it? And you did the chatzat behemah, the oila sa'oif, lemata mechut hasikra. Or you did the oila or the shlomim or the chatas and all the others, not the chatas. The oila and the shlomim and the oshim and the toida and the mas and the b'char and the pesach. You did it lemata mechut hasikra, says our Mishnah, possible. So those that you turn lemata, you did lemata, you turn lemata, you did lemata. Vesel you turn them b'fnim b'chutz, vesel you turn them b'chutz b'fnim. Now this b'chutz is not the same chutz we spoke about before. Because if you talk about b'chutz outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the whole thing is possible b'yotze. Here we're talking about different kabbanis where the Zrikas Adam was inside the Azara, as opposed to those kabbanis which are inside the Heichal and the Ula. What's the case in the Heichal? We have those who are called the Chatois HaPnimiyos. You have those every single Yom Kippur, the Par V'Soyer, as well as throughout the year, when you occasionally might have had a par helam dov shel tzibur, a par koin mashiach, where there the hazoy sadam were inside the heichal. So if you have now a frimmer who decides throughout the year, I don't want to just go and put the zrik sadam of the chatas here on the mizbeach achitzayim. I want to take it into the ulam and into the heichal and do the mizbeach apanimi. Well, chucham, you have now passed the carbon. Or vice versa. If you took those dam, instead of taking them into the heichal, you went and did it on the mizbeach ha-chitzayin, possible. However, in all these cases, the ein by karis, if you were to eat now from the basar of the carbon, you do not get karis. Okay, so now, the Mishnah sounds like it's very, very decisive. All of these faulty zrikos, possible. No good. Omar Shmuel, not so simple. Apostle, Bossa. The Bossa is Taka Apostle, you're not allowed to eat. Aval Balam Niskapru, but it was Oila L'Shem Balam, it was a kosher cut. Really? You messed up totally, big time, on this Rika Saddam. It still is Ola for the Balam. My time, but what's the reason why? Democrats, the Bossa, Manina Satav Lechem Alam Mizbech Lechaper. Nisatav Lechem is referring to the blood that you do this Rika on the Mizbech, says. In fact, if you look at the Torah Ora Sholem, Ki nefesh abasa ba'dam hi, you have the dam, v'ani desatav l'chem l'mizbech, I gave you the mitzvah to go and put it on the mizbech. L'chapra l'nafshiseichem. This part of the pasuk doesn't say, where on the mizbech, which is desatav l'chem l'mizbech, l'chapra. Shdokti yomara, kimin shegia dam l'mizbech, l'skapra balim. Even though there are, of course, l'chatchilis, l'mata, l'mala, on the mizbech, and all the rest that we had, all the cases in our Mishnah, it's got to be over the aside. Alles is good. That's all the chetchel. Abed diavad. The satz of chem is beach. Chaper kim shegid dam lebezbeach. Niskapro balim. Frankly, my achi bosanami. So why don't you say that the baser is kosher that you'd be able to eat it? He said that it's bediavad. It's kosher. Amakro lechaper. Ani nisat lechem lebezbeach lechaper. Lechaper nisat veloy ledover acher. Al makasavu. We see from this shleibem koymai kim a koymai dummy that if you go and do the zrika sedam on the wrong spot of the Mizbeach, b'di'evet, kimakoy medami, it is kosher. Before we continue on, if you think about it just for a short moment, this Mishnah and this Shmuel is almost 180 degrees different than the first Mishnah in our Masechta. Because we said the first Mishnah in our Masechta, if you go and do one of the four avoidos, shaloi lishma, the carbon is kosher, and therefore the balam is going to have to do it over again because he was not yoitze. Here it says Shmuel, in this case where you did the zrikas adam in a faulty place, the balam a yoitze. Balam niskapus is good, even a karmachatas. It's got,
what's the problem? It's not Shalom Lishma. What's the problem? It's not Shalom Lishma. It's Lishma.
My God. I'm not saying that Shmuel argues with the Mishnah. What I'm saying is that the two Mishnayos have a different outcome, both of which where you did the service improperly. In the first Mishnah of our Masechta, what was the impropriety that you did a Shloi Lishma? So what happens? The carbon is kosher, with the, of course, the exceptions of Chatzis and Pesach and Oshim and Oil, but all the normal Kabbalists are all kosher, no problem. So what means that they're kosher? That you can go and afterwards, the Kehanim can go and eat it if it's carbon Oshim Lamashal and it's not Reb Lezer, see, it's kosher to be eaten. And the same thing as far as the Balaam are concerned, it's a kosher carbon, they can take the Shlom home, they can eat it. But they were not Yoitze their Neder. Or if it was a chatzis for Oshim, because chatzis holding is possible, then the Oshim they went out yoitz and have to bring a brand new Oshim. Here the Gemara is saying just the opposite. And I'm not talking Shloi Lishma. Rabbi Yisai, listen carefully, we're not talking Shloi Lishma. But what are we talking about? We have a poor Zerika. The Zerika was on the wrong place. L'chatchil, you're not allowed to do that. The Mishnah said it's possible. Says Shmuel, it all the balam shemchoyv, the balam niskapru, even though you took this chatas and you did the dam down below. What a dumb thing to do, to go and do his rikas chatas down below. It's kosher, but all the balam shemchoyv in niskapru. However, the basar is basal. Do you see the difference now, Barry, between the first Mishnah and this Mishnah? Very good. Back to the Gemara. Alma, what do we see? Shloim mekoyme, kim mekoyme dami tnan, ve'idach perkin. Mitch, in the next parak, parak shlishi, we're going to see that the Mishnah is going to tell us in Daf Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis, Nesonei ala kevish loikenegir asoi. Now, we're starting off the Mishnah almost word for word like we had in our Mishnah. Then again, Nesonei ala kevish loikenegir asoi. I'm sorry. Nesonei ala kevish. He did this Rikas Adam not on the Mizbech, but on the Kevish. Or he did Shaloikenegir asoi. He did it on the south eastern corner where there is no Yesoid. On Asim Yitzon Lamata, Lamal, Yitzon Lamal, Lamata, Vesir Yitzon Bifnim, Machutz, Vesir Yitzon Machutz Bifnim. Now what did it say in our Mishnah? Posel. And what did Shmuel say? Posel Basar, but the Balim are Niskapru. What does that Mishnah continue now? Im Yesh Dama Nefesh, Yachzer HaKosher B'Yekabel. Ooh, even though you messed up L'chatchila, in what you did in terms of your Zrika Saddam, there's an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? If there's Dam HaNefesh left in the Tzavar HaBehema, go Shnell, take your Mizrik and be Makabel that blood and start again from scratch and do the Zrikois properly. Do the Lamata to Lamata and the Lamala Lamala, the Befnim Befnim, the Chutz Bechutz, do it the way you're supposed to. Okay, so basically what that Mishnah is telling us is, there is a remedy to kasher the carbon. How? By redoing it. Once you said, based on our Mishnah, that the Balaam are niskaper, says Shmuel. Yeah, what you did was wrong. But the Balaam have a kapara, and it was a good carbon, everything is fine. So why are we doing it again? Shmuel said that the Balaam were a Yoitza. Why do I have to do a new Kabbalah Saddam if there's Dam and Nefesh left and do a new Zrika? Vachitayim, maybe you're going to tell me, Lahatir Basar Bachila, because our Mishnah said Shmuel, when it says Possel, means the Basar is Possel, and I want to desperately eat this carbon, if it's Kochim Kalim, I want to give it to my family and eat it in Yerushalayim, and if it's Kochim Kudishim, the Kahanim want to eat it in the Azara. So maybe that's the reason why we're saying that if you did an improper Zrik Zadam, redo it schnell from the Dam HaNefesh. Preik Tigmora, Mi'ika Zrika Deloy Mechaperis, V'Sharia Basar Ba'Achila. That sounds very strange. Since the first Zrika you told me, said Shmuel, Balam Niskapro, done, signed, delivered, they don't have to rebring their chatas, they don't have to rebring their asham, their neder, balam niskapru. The only thing is that the basar is possible. Ah, so redo it and do a new zrika, and this zrika, although it will not affect any kapara, because I got the kapara ready from the first zrika, but it will affect to go and kasher the flesh. Frankly, do you ever hear something like that? Because zrika the leimach haperis, b'sharia basar b'achila, a zrika that is meaningless vis-a-vis the kapara, but you could still redo it for the basar b'achila. I never heard of something like that. So therefore, that is not mistaver. Even the Gemara idiavi kosher hachanami. If in fact the first time all of the zrikas that we enumerated, the inappropriate zrikas of our Mishnah, if it was done by a kohen kosher, you're 100% right. Then what would have happened? The first zrika would have been kosher b'diavad, and the bala would be niskabru. The only thing that would be left to accomplish is to kasher the basar. I never heard of a zrika not to be mechaper and only to be kasher basar. I never heard of that. But hochenam, you're 100% right. Hochenam, I skin in that Mishnah talking about the Yahavi Pasol. Oy. Start again that Mishnah. Nesoni ala kevesh like in a gersoi, nesoni ton lamata, lamala, lamata, lamata. That's talking about a non-kosher koin. It doesn't have to be that the non-kosher koin that he is a balmum. It could be a zar. It could be that he's a balmum. It could be that he's a chol. Whatever the situation is, that's the reason why that the person who did it was not a 100% kosher koin. If you're wondering, does that sound like it's a little bit of a doichik pshat? No. Because if you go to the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, which is the introduction to this halacha, the Mishnah begins, Kol hapsulim sheshachtu shchitasim ksheira. Shach shchita ksheira bizarim benoshim avodim etmei. The fill of a kachi kodeshim. But that staff girl agave the shchita. But after that, if you're talking about the Kabbalah Saddam and the Zerika and the halacha, oh, the kulin shekibul is dam, chutz is mani, chutz is mkoyimai, or if they did lamata, 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 that's all going back on these non-kosher people who did an effective shechita for the apostle vis-a-vis the other avodas in the Beit Hamikdash. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Hochmaiskim diavi apostle. Since the original zrikas were done by apostle, then all of the zrikas, it's not just posel in the sense like Shmuel said, posel basar, but balam niskapru. The whole thing is posel, because you can't have a zrika that's done by Yisraelim, or Zorim, Balimumin, etc. No good. Ah, Zri Bazoi, the whole thing was posel, that first zrika. That's why the Mishnah says, if there's any dam and nefesh left, you can remedy shnel, bring a koyin kosher, and if you look at the lashon of the Mishnah, it's meduya ketev. Because the Mishnah said, "Emiyesh tam nefesh, yachzer hakosher v'yekabel." Let a kohen kosher come and redo it. Oh, then it's no problem. The whole kasha was that the first zrika was already mechaper. How could be that the new zrika number two is only going to be mater the basar? No. The first zrika was worthless. It was performed by a non-competent, non-qualified kohen. Since it was worthless, now when you're going to do the second zrika with a kohen kosher, it's going to affect both the kapara for the individual, the kapara's balim, and it's also going to go make the basar kosher. Oh, so then the whole question falls off, not like you thought before, that we're splitting it up. First zrika will be mechaper, the second one will be for the basar. There's no such thing as doing a zrika just for the basar. But since the first zrika was worthless, because it was done al yedei pasul, bring a kohen kosher and redo the whole thing.
And the blood in that mizrik is not eligible. We have to run back to the behema for more dam nefesh. We can't give that mizrak to a kosher kohen and have him grab it and do a kosher zrika quickly.
What you're asking is a good, very good question. The question is, how do you define im yesh dam hanefesh? I assume yesh dam hanefesh that is still in the tzavar habehema. In fact, that's how Rashi learns im yesh dam hanefesh. About 10 lines before the white lines, etc. You're asking, why do you have to go back to the dam nefesh from the tzavara animal? Why don't you look if there's any dam nefesh left inside the mizrak? We're going to have to wait for that Mishnah later in the third parak. Maybe, in fact, the Gemara is going to deal with that question when it says, im yesh dam nefesh, does it mean dafkin the tzavar, or even maybe in the mizrak, that would also be sufficient. Getting back, or another pshat could be that not only did they do the zrikas adam, they did already the shvicha sashirayim, so that there's nothing left in the mizrak, and they said, look who went and did the zrikam and the shvicha sashirayim, it was a person who was disqualified. Shnel, go back to the tzavar, see if there's any dam and nefesh left that we can go and bring for a second go-around. Okay? So, tomorrow, item. For 8 tomorrow, we'll have a dichoy why don't you go and say that if the Zrikas Hadam was done by a posler person who was not a competent Kohen, no, then the whole thing should be Nidche. Why are you telling me I have an opportunity to remedy by doing a new Zrikas Hadam with a Kohen Kosher? Why did I say that the whole carbon was already Nidche? It's no good. Titnan. And like we learned in the Mishnah again in the next parak, Titnan, the Kulan Shekiblu, Chutzl Zmanayv, Chutzl Mkoymayv, we're talking again, these Kulan are all the bad guys, meaning a Zor, Tzakoyin Balmum, Tzakoyin Tomei, all of them, if they were Makabel. Now we're not talking about Zrika now, we're talking about Kabbalah Sadam. And they had a Machshava of Pigal, Chutzl Zmanayv, Chutzl Mkoymayv. Says the Mishnah, Yesh Dama Nefesh, if you still have Dama Nefesh left over, Yachzer, Akosh, V'yikabel, go and do a brand new first Kabbalah Sadam and Zrika Sadam. Ah, so now the Gemara is Medayik. The Mishnah said, Kulim Shekiblu, Kiblu in Zorkulai. It sounds like a Kabbalah can be redone. The Kabbalah was done faulty. Well, how was it done faulty? Because the Makabbalah Dan had a Machshava of Pigal. But you can cure it. Do a new Kabbalah Sadam. Get new Dam and Nefesh. Yasa Kosher V'yikabel. Coming to think of it, Barry, the Rashi that we had, Im Yesh Dama Nefesh, Oid B'Tzavar Behema, is talking about on this case. It says, Yachzer Akosh V'yikabel Min Adam. So maybe Rashi is only learning the Dama Nefesh from the Tzavar Behema, like the Kabbalah, because the Kabbalah was done incorrectly. So any blood inside this Mizrak was passled, because when he was Mekabel the Dam, he had a Machshav of Pigel, Chutzel Manach, Chutzel Koimai. So therefore you cannot go and say, well, take whatever blood is still left. All the blood is still inside the Mizrak, and all of it is possible because he was Makabal with Chutzel Manach Chutzel Koimai. Maybe in the earlier Gemara when it said him Yesh Dama Nefesh, maybe there in fact you didn't need to take it from the Tzavar Behema. Maybe Rashi would agree that if you had blood still left in the Mizrak, you can use that blood since it wasn't used yet for Zrika Sadam. The Kabbalah over there was fine. The problem over there was the Zrika, they did a Zrika Shloi Bim Koimai, right? Lamal, Lamata, all those wonderful things. So therefore, maybe, Taka, the previous Gemara, like you asked, maybe you don't have to take the Damanesh from the Tavar. Maybe if you have a Damanefesh left still inside the Mizrak. Mitzvah, food for thought when we get another week, Taf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. Okay? Anyway, continues the Gemara. So if, in fact, the Damanefesh, do a new Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah and them is good. So now the Gemara is Medayik. It sounds like for the Mishnah, the Dafkeshe Kiblu. Kiblu in Zorkuloi. What happens if it wasn't a Kabbalah issue? It was a Zrika issue. Meaning the Kabbalah Sadam was done perfectly. Bishas the Zrika, the Kohen that did the Zrika, he had in mind a Machshava of Chutz Lizmanai, Chutz Limkoimai. So why didn't we say over there too? Okay, Shnel. Yachzer HaKosher V'yikabel, go and see if there's any Dama Nefesh left, and go and do a brand new Zrika Sadam with that blood. Frey Timura, why do we say that only the Kabbalah you can remedy? Why don't you say by the Zrika you can remedy? My time Allah Mishum Dehavi Dichoy. Once it's Dochoy, meaning once you did a Zrika Sadam with a Machshava of Shaloi Bizmane, Shaloi Mimkoyme, a bigger Machshava, then this carbon is destroyed. There is no way to remedy it. That being the case, how come by uns, you're saying that if you had a zrika that was done by an improper individual, one of these psulim, that you can remedy it, didn't we just say by zrika, l'chayr, it should be totally dachui? It's already too late. Every more light, misham the pasul b'machshava. The reason why you cannot redo it is because you had a psul machshava, machshava is pigal, and this is irreversible. You can't go and reverse that. Because this is, what the Gemara is suggesting is that the psul machshava is much, much worse than the psul of the Zrika Sadam on the wrong part of the Mizbech. Once you're telling me that the psul pigal is such an overwhelming psul, then why is it only by Zrika Dochi? Why don't you say by the Kabbalah Sadam it's also Dochi? Why do you say by the Kabbalah that you can redo it, Yachzer HaKoshev Yekabel, and do a new Kabbalah Nuzrika? But oi, mi posla machshava? Who is saying that machshava passels? The Omarova, ein machshava mayelis al misha roi lavoida, bedova roi lavoida, bemakam roi lavoida. Rova said that the only time at machshava of pigal affects negatively a carbon is if the person who's doing the carbon is ra'ui to do the carbon, meaning a regular, normal, kosher kohen or kohen kosher. If you had a kohen who was a balmum, or you had a zar, or you had a kohen who was tamei, etc., all of those psulim, these machshavas are gonish. It's a machshava, it's totally meaningless, because it's not a person who is competent, qualified to do the avoida. Therefore, says Rava, ein machshava me'eles, when does the machshava machkalia, when does it make the carbon go bad? Misha ro'oi la'avoida. We'll talk about the other two in a moment. I don't want to get off the track. So, if you're telling me that ein machshava me'eles, misha ro'oi la'avoida, and you're telling me that that other Mishnah is talking about the Kulan Shekiblo, all of these bad guys, meaning people that are disqualified to do the avoida, even if they had a machshava chutzes mani chutzlam koimai, how does that spoil the Kabbalah? How does it spoil the Zrika? It shouldn't spoil anything, because that machshava is not of a person who's ro'oi la'avoida. Every more loitei mezorka loy, ela eima shachtoi loy. Ah, don't go and exclude Zrika, exclude Shechita. My kamashma and the pasla machshava. In other words, that Mishnah that we're going to have in Daf Lamed Beis, Vekulan is talking about Taka, the people that are disqualified to do avoida. If they're mekabel the dam and they had a machshava chutzas mani chutzlam koimoi, that is worthless. Why is it worthless? Because Rava said that ein machshava me elas b'mish ela b'mish roi lavoida. These guys are not roi lavoida, and so therefore it does not passel. However, I don't have a kosher kabbalah either. Why? Because the Kabbalah was not done by Kehanim that are kosher. So what do you have to do? Go and do it a second time, you can remedy it. But you said, but that only works by Kabbalah. It doesn't work by Zrika. No. By Zrika it would also work. You can do the same thing. That if Bishas Zrika, the Kohen who's Zoyrik, if he is not a qualified Kohen, or it was a Zar, Kohen Balmum, a Kohen Tame, all these type of wonderful things. What's it in? Since it was not a person who's qualified, said Rava Imashav Me'al Mishra Lavoida. So you can redo it. You made a diuk from the case of Kabbalah to the case of Zrika. No, don't make a diuk from Kabbalah to Zrika. Make a diuk from Kabbalah to Shechita. That if the shechita that was performed by any of these psulim, by a zor, by a koyin balmum, by a koyin who's a tome, and all the rest, if he had a machshava of shaloi lishma, then what's the din? You can no longer redo it, you can't kasher it. Why can't you kasher it? Because all of these people, even though they are psulim for Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, but they are ksherim for shechita. So therefore, they are ro'ui for that avoida. So the machshava of pigel would be an effective machshava to passel the carbon so that you could not redo the carbon. Again, loy teim zarkaloi, elay meshchataloi, or shachtaloi, maika mashlan, the pasel machshava. Their machshava of these psulim passeled by shchita. Frank Timur, is that what our Gemara is trying to tell us? Tanina, that says beferish in the Mishnah. Lefichach hein poisel machshava. Since all of these non-qualified individuals are qualified for shechita, if they have a bad machshava, they pass with that machshava. So Ibazoi, why are we restating this here in our Gemara? That says beferish in the Mishnah. But ma'akamash v'lan demikabala ve'elech loy poisel machshava. That's only by the shechita. There, the machshava taka passels regardless of who did the shechita. But says the Mishnah, the kulan shekiblu, if any of these individuals continued on beyond shechita and they did kabbalah, what's the din? If they had a machshava chutzlam mani chutzlam koimai, that is worthless loy pasel machshava. What you can do is you can redo the kabbalah and redo the haylach and redo the zrika, no problem, because their machshava of pigel is gunish. It's like your machshava and my machshava pigel. We're not doing the avoida. It's like having a machshava outside the Beis Migdash. When we're learning the Gemara, I have now a machshava pigel. That's nothing. It's ridiculous. So here too, if any of these non-qualified individuals did a shechita with a bad machshava, that ruins it. That's the end of it. You can't fix it. You can't remedy. Gunish. Mashengen, if you're talking about a Kabbalah or Hailocha and Azrika, being done by one of these psulim, yes, there's a way to remedy it. How do you remedy it? To over again find out if there's any more dam hanefesh, do a new habala, do a new halacha, do a new zrika, and everything is great. My time, what's the reason why it doesn't passel by the other avoidois? Like Rava said, that's why the Gemara says, my time, kid Rava. So, shchita, the machshava passels and the carbon is now out. However, if for Kabbalah the Eilech and a disqualified individual had such a machshava, he did not disqualify the carbon. However, we still have to have a kosher Kabbalah. So if you have Dam Nefesh, redo it. Do a new Kabbalah, new Eilecha, new Zrika, and everything will be great. Barry has a question. Before Barry asks his question, we left out two ingredients in Rava. Rava said, "Ein machshav me'elus misha roi lavoida ube dover roi lavoida ube makam roi lavoida." So Rashi explained, "The dover roi lavoida means that this is the type of carbon that you have throughout the year that you can always bring whenever you want to bring this carbon." Which Rashi says that would be, for instance, by carbon mincha and minchas chitim. However, if you're going to bring a minchas se'orim, although once a year a minchas se'orim is kosher, when is that? On Pesach, you bring the carbon o'imer. Since throughout the year you don't bring a carbon se'orim, I know Barry's already thinking to himself, what about minchas kenois by a soita? However, there it's you use kemach. Here you use soilus. So it's two different carbon se'orims. So the carbon se'orim, the carbon o'imer that you bring on Pesach, it's not roi l'avoidah to do and replicate throughout the year. And so therefore, the machshava of pigel does not apply. And makom roi l'avoidah, says Rashi, is referring to the mezbeach. The mezbeach is pogum, is chipped off here or there or somewhere because people threw esroigim at the mezbeach and therefore part of the mezbeach fell. And that's why it's appropriate to learn this gemara now, sukkah's time where you have esroigim. It's not appropriate to throw esroigim. But if they threw esroigim at the mizbeach, because unfortunately the kohen that was doing the avoida was a tzedoki or a bad guy,
he poured the water on the floor
and said he had not, because he doesn't believe in the nisach hamayim, etc. So you threw the esroigim, and now the mizbeach became posel. Oh, so it's no longer a mokum aroy l'avoida, and therefore the machsheves pigel will not spoil the carbon. We'll stop over here by Neisvei. Do you have a question now, Brother Barry?